Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Dominguez on the 14th of September, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Apple has always sold its hardware as premium products, but the loyalty of those prepared to pay its high prices is set to be tested like never before. The iPhone maker has already signaled that extra costs created by the developing trade between the US and China will be passed on to consumers in the form of higher prices. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is launching a $2 billion fund to help homeless families to create a network of non-profit preschools in low-income communities. This move represents his first major mark in the philanthropy world. The new fund will focus on two areas, funding existing non-profits that help homeless families and creating a network of new non-profit Tier 1 preschools in low-income communities. A mass surveillance program by the UK government violated human rights, the European Court has ruled. In a landmark case brought by charities including Amnesty and human rights group Big Brother Watch, the top court ruled that the bulk interception regime breached rights to privacy, Article 8. The case centered on powers given to security services under the Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act 2000, which has since been replaced. In their ruling, judges declared there was insufficient monitoring of what information was being collected and that some safeguards were inadequate. The most interesting device Apple announced yesterday wasn't an iPhone. It was the Apple Watch Series 4. On top of some significant design upgrades, like the drool-worthy edge-to-edge screen, it's also breaking new ground on its built-in electrocardiogram. It's the first over-the-counter, consumer-grade device to include that feature, which allows the Apple Watch to detect potentially deadly heart issues like atrial fibrillation. Now the Apple Watch isn't just something that can make your life better, it's a device that can literally save your life. This was your shot of Tech Coffee, find out more at onthismedia.com.